Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show today. I've got a couple shows scheduled, but I'm glad you're here with me right now. So how do you connect and develop a relationship with your angels, right? Guides, angels. I always say a higher part of yourself, but some people scratch their head and go, what do you mean a higher part of myself? Well, we'll talk about that during the show. It's not a long one, but being with your angels, connecting with them, and helping yourself in your life, which will help everybody around you because your vibration will be higher. Therefore, you're going to be able to manifest more. Make sense? I hope so. So how do you do that, right? How do you connect with your angels? How do you develop a relationship? So I'm going to take it from these three perspectives, mind, body, spirit. The first thing is, and this is probably a mind thing, is actually have the intention to do that. Say, I am grateful, because I always say that. I write it down, my intentions, every morning and listen to them actually on a recording. So I'll explain that later. So I am grateful to have and develop a relationship with my angels in my waking life, right? So, and in my sleep state, but having and where I can see, hear, and talk to them and know them. And they can be my best friends, my best buddies. And so that's one of the things. Write that intention out. You know, I gave you a really long one, so you may want to listen to the show again. Please like the show, too, as well. That's important. Like the show, please. And because we're in a lot of different countries, and U.S. just being one of them. But when the more likes you have, the more people are in, you know, are really key on that. And then we're on iTunes, too. Okay, so I probably should do this. My name is Tarie. Angel Coaches is my organization, and we do a lot of things helping people with the mind, body, spirit. So I am grateful to, I am grateful means I am that party that's connected to God and the angels. I always say the angels are like the arms of God, and I am grateful to be connected to my angels and to develop a relationship with them where they're my best friends, right? And you're like, can that happen? Of course it can. And then one of the things that I'm going to make a suggestion is that you go on YouTube and you look for angel stories there, okay? Because that's going to help you. So because if you've never had an angel, no, we all have angel connections. If you don't realize the connection that you have, you know, your vibration is going to start just by putting that intention out there. So this is the spiritual part a little bit. Okay, so your intention is out there. That you put it out there that you want to connect and work with your angels and be the best version of yourself. Whatever you say, I am grateful means I am that part of you that's connected to God. Grateful means it's already happening. I'm grateful for the connection I have with my angels. So you're thinking the angels, God, your higher power, however you see that, before it happens. And isn't that cool? Because I promise you this, the angels always know what's going, you know, what you want to create before you even ask, okay? Isn't that sweet? I love that part. Sometimes you're like, oh, do they read my mind? I understand what you're asking. And when your intentions are pure and open and honest, right? Then they get that. Okay. If you're like angry and mad and say, you know, sometimes we do, they don't read your mind there. Okay. They're just like, okay, I get it. And just know that. All right. But if you, as I said, if your intention is pure and you're putting it out there, they're going to hear your prayer, your thought, your desire, your request before you even ask it. Okay. So, tomorrow morning when you wake up and you haven't written your intentions yet, if that's what you choose to do, there's three or five of them I write every day, which is key. Make sure you put this as your intention, okay? So that's a little bit about the spiritual part. And I'm going to give you a couple stories, too, so this will really, really inspire you. And I always say go to YouTube, except I think that a story like you hear from a live person like me, because I'm pretty good at, now I'm very good about what I do, helping people develop that relationship. And I'm just going to show you how good I can be in helping with coaching. Okay. And, you know, we're all good in certain things. That's my gift. You have yours. This is mine. So let's talk about the physical body. You, to take that high vibration of angelic energy. You really have to have a strong body, okay? Doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it means that you're moving ahead, taking steps to move ahead. So I know myself, if I'm extremely tired, I've gone through a lot, right? We all have challenges. Part of the, it's like music. The space between the music makes the music, not necessarily just the notes, right? So, you know what? When you're really tired and you want to connect, it can be challenging, right? So, you know, it's your body, it's your heart, it's your soul saying, "Hey, take a rest." And so, just know that because the vibration's high. All right. So, does that make sense to you? And so you need to get proper rest. You also need to eat a proper diet. And doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. But you know what? When you wake up, you're saying to yourself, "Hey, I'm going to eat this way today," right? And doesn't mean you have bugles. I love bugles, right? I eat some of them sometimes, but not a lot. And, I just got a fixed up protein shake with kale and spinach and fruit and ice and whey and protein powder. So that's what I'm doing because I don't eat enough vegetables, and I put it in my shake to make sure that I do. I use Herbalife, and it's been a key in my life for a really long time. So you need to find a good nutrition program or you can go online and read about it. You can find diets online. You can use Herbalife. I love Herbalife. Okay, so if you want Herbalife, call me, 954-636-9401. Anyway, but let me share this with you. So you've got that. And then meditation is a key too. Okay, so talk a little bit about the body, getting rest, eating properly. Putting your three, writing your three intentions down, 3 to 5. That's all I would do every morning. You know, that's what I do because you could spend hours writing it 55 times, which is originally what I heard. I was like, are you kidding? 55 times I could write, go running, you know, exercise. On that note, exercise is key too. And sometimes it's just walking your dogs, walking yourself, going to the gym, doing a light workout, but really connecting with your body. Because you know what? When you connect with your body, your angels can communicate with your body, like with your heart, right? Your physical heart. Sometimes your sense of smell, you'll smell an angel, smell their, you know, like flowers. And also people that have transferred over, like your mom, your dad, your grandparents, whoever, sometimes they will connect with you with the smell of flowers, okay? Or a feather, right? So that's something there. And so the physical body, I'm going to repeat that before I move on. The physical body is getting enough rest, getting some exercise. You don't have to go crazy with it. Eating right, you don't have to go crazy with that. And some of you are going, well, should I eat sugar? Well, keep it, you know, have a little bit. Everything in moderation, nothing in excess, right? And so instead of having 20 pieces of candy, maybe have one, you know, or one candy bar, right? So I'm teasing about that a little bit, but not really, okay? Because when you want to channel to connect with your angels, you really, 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 really need to have the body working at the best, be the best it possibly can. And remember, I told you that the angels will send you smells, right? So, a friend of mine, this is so crazy, but she loves the smell of hamburgers, right? So her angels started connecting her. When she would smell a hamburger, she's like, oh, that's my angels here, right? Because that's one of her favorite foods. And so she smells them and she goes, okay, they're connecting with me. So just trust that. Flowers are the way I have always gotten them since I was really young. Okay? So the physical body is one way that they can connect with you first. I hope that makes sense. So let me give you a couple other things. Meditation is great for the spirit. I told you I would talk about all three things, mind, body, and spirit, okay? Writing down your intentions is a mind thing. It's also spiritual, too, as well. Also, saying that mantra, you know, I am connecting, I am grateful to connect with my angels, huge, okay, too, as well. Mind thing, mind and spirit. And remember, your mind can tell your body what to do when you learn to really harness that power in your brain, okay, or in your mind, sorry. And so let me give you a couple of things here. I am a life and spiritual coach. I help people be the best version of themselves, the angels talk to me and share with me what I am supposed to share or should share with one of my potential clients or clients. So I'll give you this. I have a client. She is amazing. And so we started in, I do sessions like in 90 days, okay? So this is her third 90-day program. And so I got the message, okay, you need to really work with her intuition. Now, she has been working with her own intuition, and I've taught her certain things about meditation. I think when you start meditating, you only need to do it a couple of minutes at a time, okay, maybe 5 minutes. She went in the shower because I think water is a great conduit to help you connect. Let me repeat you that. Water is a great conduit to help you connect, okay? So she's in the shower, and she was able to connect with her angel, God. And she says, God, you know, God shows up for her in different ways, right? She also connects with whoever she's trying to connect with. Like, you know, does anyone here have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband or wife that you wish you could pour your heart out to and don't quite know how yet? Or maybe you do and they're not receptive or open to hearing. So she's connecting with her guy and his higher self, okay? And so he's been really open and she's been really open, and now it's translating to the physical world here, the 3D world. When you work with a higher self, that's the 5D world. When you're working with the angels, that's the 5D world. And when you're working with God, I always used to see God in a pair of Levi's, and he lived in the sun. Right now, you know, God shows up. I realize we all have God inside of us, so that's a whole different conversation. But I feel God's energy and presence as an energy, right? And, you know, and just beautiful. And I see God as about 21 years old. And sometimes I see God as a female, as a man, or as a woman. So, you know, that's the form. The form is the form. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that way for everybody, okay? So you find your own way. My client here, I'm giving you a story, she sees God as a beautiful wizard, and I've seen that too. She sees God as a cloud, like he comes in as a very happy cloud. But she's meditating, and she's learned that practice of meditation, 3 to 5 minutes, and then she's been able to develop it. And sometimes she doesn't connect as easy, okay? But she's extremely tired, and you know, sometimes you have to process the growth, okay? How does she connect with her angels? Very similar. Her angels are a little bit easier to connect with than sometimes her guides and God, right? Because energy with God is super high and in a high vibration. So once again, prayer and meditation. She goes in there and she connects in the shower. And because she's gotten so used to it, she's able to connect outside the shower now. And so she gets information and she gets questions answered. Like, what questions does she want to have to answer? She, and I'll share that with you. Where is my guy? What's he doing? Right? And then when is he going to ask me to marry him? Okay? And she's gotten answers for that. Wouldn't you like to know about your guy and or your girl? Right? You know, when am I going to have a baby? And then she came back and said, why don't you get asked more detailed questions? Are you supposed to have a baby? And by the way, she's gotten answers for all this, but I've not asked if I could share this. I'm just telling you that's what she's asked. To ask one question and get an answer helps you ask the second, the third, and so on. She is developing her intuition, her connection like that. So I hope that helps you there. She has a friend of hers who, believe it or not, there are people that don't like to spend money on coaching, the intangible, right? And so her friend says, can you find out what my blocks are with that? And so she's connecting with people's higher self because she started with her boyfriend. So would you like to know your guys, what his higher self is saying about your relationship? Wouldn't you like to know what your angels are saying about your relationship? And wouldn't you like to know what God is saying, however you see God? Some people see God as Buddha. So that is what she's doing, okay? And she's one of a few that I've got. So I'm sharing hers because she says, I told her friend, she goes, her friend wanted to know why she had a block about spending money. And, you know, for coaching, for intuitive coaching. And so she goes into meditation, okay? She did it in the shower. And she goes into meditation, and she found out that her friend doesn't like to spend money. She wants to be pampered and taken care of. Okay, she wants, and she feels like that if she has to spend money, isn't that awful, right? You're like, I know, when I heard it, it's like, oh, you know, so I hope I'm giving you this right. Not right, but I hope I'm making it comfortable, because we all have stuff that's pretty, we have stuff that's not pretty. So her friend did not want to spend money taking care of herself. She wanted somebody else to spend money taking care of her husband. And her husband, she comes from a lot of money. She comes from a debutante background. And she thinks that's the most important thing. She does not want to work. As I just told you, she wants somebody to take care of her. That is her lesson to learn in this lifetime, is to be able to realize that, you know what, money's not everything. It really isn't, you guys. And that's a lesson I've had to learn myself over the, you know, it's a journey. And so that's what she's doing, is she's learning that money is not everything. And, you know, when my friend was talking to me about it, you know, about her, what she had channeled, she, you know, they had her and her sister have problems, and her sister's such a sweetheart. And this girl's a sweetheart too, I know her, but she doesn't like to spend money on herself. She wants a guy to support her, because that's the way it was with her family. But I'm going to go back deeper than that. Her mom and dad did that. Her mom never had to work, and so on. But I'm giving you this soul agreement because this is so important to find out your own soul agreement, okay, because some of the challenges you have or your friends or your family have, you know what I mean? So she's found out the soul agreement with this girl, and also her sister does not get her and her sister don't get along, and the soul agreement between these two. And their soul agreement is to unite this lifetime. The girl is, as this woman, is all about how much money and having the best purses, whatever, you know, the name brand thing, the not spending money, getting a man to take care of her. And by the way, she is working but resents it. So her sister is total opposite. She had cancer when she was 15 and lost her ovaries and had a hysterectomy, 15 years old. So one of the things is that she's got a guy that stayed by her. Her boyfriend from that back then is still with her. And they adopted a little boy who's older now. So, you know, her sister is a little bit more balanced, but has needed a lot of nurturing. Can you imagine? And she's fine. She's in her, I think, late 30s, early 40s now. So, you know, her sister, the one that wants everything, resents her because she, you know, for whatever reason. But you can find out what your soul agreement is. I'm giving you a challenging one there. And so how did the girl that went in to find out the blocks for her friend, how does she do that? Well, she got used to meditating, okay? As I said, she went in the shower. So meditation, 3 to 5 minutes, is key. You will be able to ask your angels and your guides, who's with me, and maybe you get a guardian angel. As I said, her guardian angel's name is George. You know, she's had Raphael work with her, all the archangels and all the guides. But all you have to do is ask. And you're like, well, Tree, I didn't get anything. I've done that before. Well, keep on asking. Say, I'm grateful for you giving me a name. And I promise you, let them know in meditation, you're calming your brain and you're saying, oh, I can't meditate. Sure you can. And you just won't allow yourself. You can do anything. We all can. And ask for your angels, your guides, your archangels that are working with you. And it'll pop in your mind. You'll have it. And tell your angels or tell God. And I don't mean that. Tell God. Say, hey, you can come to me in my dreams. You do not have to walk on eggshells, you guys. That is one thing I'm going to be really clear at. Have you ever gotten mad at God or your angels or your higher power, your higher part of yourself? That's okay. Because you know what? It's okay to be angry. It's okay to get mad because you feel like you're not getting the answers. Being as real as you can with God is cool. Now, don't be mean, okay? But you can be real with your angels. You know what I mean? Because they'll tell you something they want to know, and they can help you no matter how you feel. But always don't be rude, okay? Because you're not rude to your mom and your dad, right? Well, maybe you are. But don't be rude. Meditation. Try 3 to 5 minutes. If you can meditate around water, turn this kitchen sink on. I don't care. You know, water will help you relax your mind and help that come easier to you. get in the shower like my friend does, take a hot bath like she does too. You know, and it all, I'm going to promise you, it all works. I have another friend that she uses water too. And because she wanted to manifest her guy, she also wanted to manifest a house and a car. She did it in 3 months. How did she do that? She met someone at an event and he was a friend of a friend, and they got together and they started out in June. And she moved in with him in October. So it was a little longer. June, July, August, September, October. This is about a year and a half ago. She got a car when she moved in with him, okay? And he has a house. So she got the house, the car, the guy. That's really what she wanted. And that's what she said. And she wanted to get married. So he recently proposed to her officially and gave her a beautiful ring. And the other day, I'm talking to her on the phone, and she said, you know, I can't believe this is all happening to me. It all happened so quick when I just learned to trust and let go. And prayer and meditation. And she said, praying, you're listening, or you're asking, and meditation, you're listening. Remember that. Praying, you're asking. I am grateful for, I always say it, grateful, because that's like the it's already happened. And meditation is listening. And please don't tell me or say this to yourself now, because you're only hurting you. Well, it doesn't work for me. Well, you're not doing it enough. See, when you got up and started walking, did you get up the first time and walk, run a mile or walk a mile? You fail, right? So, you know what? Meditation is kind of like that. You learned it. You learned the discipline of calming your mind down, okay? And, you know, these girls are seeing their angels and talking to them. I have another friend of mine, a guy. He's a character, very, very masculine too. And he says, I was washing my hair and I heard my angels say this. And, you know, and he said, they told me that I was going to be with this person. And I am. And isn't that cool? So, you know, when you ever heard that song, it's actually, I used to dance ballet. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, or woman right out of my hair. It's like I'm going to wash God and the angels in my hair, because he says he was washing his hair when he got that message. So intention is key. Meditation is key. Eating right is key. Getting enough rest is key, okay? And doing some form of movement. When you're moving, you're getting stronger, okay, in your body, and never stop moving. That's the mind, body, spirit. The mind part is putting your intention out there, writing it down 3 to 5 times. And I'm going to share something else. I don't know if you'll do this, but hopefully you will, because I know that sometimes we've had such a way of thinking. It's an old way of thinking, you know, for that we don't deserve, or we've got to work really hard, not as much smart. And you do both, right? But when you do what you love and love with what you do, it doesn't feel like work, right? So anyway, so what you can do is, and I made this voice recording, and it's about 10 minutes long. And one of the things I said on the voice recorder is 10 minutes long. I am grateful to be a happy, sexy, diva billionaire. And I'm going to be a billionaire because I've got things I want to donate my money to, which I already do that now, but I just want to do more. I am grateful to be healthy. I am grateful to be wealthy and make lots of money. I am grateful to be a great runner. I am grateful to be, you know, these things. I'm grateful to be a great mom to my daughter. I have a daughter, you know, so I am grateful. You can say I'm grateful to have a baby. I'm grateful to have the man of my dreams. I'm grateful to develop a relationship, a deeper relationship with my sweetheart. I love Rob. I do. And we are developing one. And it's been challenging because this is the first year we've lived together. And people are like, oh, it's so different when you live together. Let me just tell you, it is. So, but it's also so sweet nature, just so you know. Any of you guys that are looking for your man, a couple things that helped me was If Buddha Dated, which is a book, and If Buddha Married, which is another book. I actually had a dream where my angels came to me and said to read this book. I'll share that before I close this call. So those are some things that I've done, okay? Do you understand? Or that I do is I make that voice recording about 10 minutes of what I'm looking to achieve. I am grateful to be peaceful. I am grateful to be able to be help as many people as I can. I am grateful to command my conscious and my subconscious to do this, to work together to do this. So there's a guy, I can't remember his name now, but he does a lot with the second mind, which is the subconscious. But when you do that, and I got that idea from someone that was doing real estate, and he used to bring all his folks in there to the real estate agents before they start the day and do that for 10 minutes, you know, put their own voice recording on and listen to it. That's all. It needs to be your voice. I don't care. Y'all, Tree, I have a great voice. All right, don't have a great voice. It doesn't matter. Just do it with your voice. I promise you it works, okay? And how do I know it works? Well, because you know what? I set my goals and what I like to do. And for June, I have just about achieved them, okay? So maybe I need to set higher goals, right? Or maybe that recording's working, or maybe because I got some pretty lofty goals. You know, I'm grateful to take my sweetheart on a African safari by the end of this year, and we're doing it, okay? Because that's on my bucket list, but I don't want to wait till, you know, I got a timeline of when I die. I want to do my bucket list and live my bucket list, right? So wouldn't you guys like to do the same? So, you know, there you go. So making the recording, your own voice recording for 10 minutes, whatever you want to achieve. I mean, I'm grateful to have a baby. I'm grateful to have a happy, healthy baby. I'm grateful to have a happy, healthy relationship with my sweetheart, whoever he or she may be, you know. Well, you don't have to put that on there, but that's, you know, if you haven't gotten it yet or you just started dating someone and you guys are becoming exclusive, I don't know if that's I know for me it was, I met him, but I'd had dreams about him for 3 months before I met him. So anyway, you will find that your angels are really working with you, and you'll get a name, okay? And it may not come when you think it should come, but I want you to remember this. This is so, so key. If you don't get it, you know, right off the bat, continue to ask for it, and I promise you, you will get it. Will it take 6 months? Maybe. Will it take 2 days? Maybe. But don't put a timeline on it, right? Let go and let God. That's key right there. So I gave you some things for your mind. I gave you some things for your body. And I gave you some things for the spirit, right? So I'll give you a couple. I told you about the guy, sweetheart, you know, be with this woman. You're going to be with her. And he is. I told you, and he's in the shower. He uses water. I have another client. And I've got more than one. I'm just giving you a couple of key stories that have happened recently. I have another client that got the man, the guy, the car, the house, right? She thought she was going to have to buy her own house, but she didn't. And so now they're moving and buying another house. Isn't that cool? So that's something there. And then I've got my friend. She is amazing, too. I love her because she is really connecting and gets in the shower. And now what's going on with all of the clients that I have, because I teach them how to do this, is that they are connecting outside the water, right? Because they're raising their vibration so high that the veil between God and the angels and themselves is thin, okay? You know what I mean? So they don't require water. That helped them before. It still helps. Anyway, so you guys want to work with me as a coach? I am darn good, and the angels work with me. They're the best, okay? But we working together, you'll be able to do some of these things and more. You know, I know myself recently, I had that book, If the Buddha Married. And what happened was, is that I saw it in a dream. I was like, I got that book, right? And I actually tripped over it in the dream. That's funny. So anyway, I found it the next day and obviously been reading it, but it's really powerful. So I hope that helps you. Please call me, 954-636-9401, or text me. I will work with you. We can work together. And what are you going to get out of this? First of all, you're going to have prosperity, abundance in every area. And also, you will link arms with your angels, your guide, the God of your understanding, to work and really, really help you with your life. I promise you that. Why do I say I promise you? Because you have that intention. call me, text me. It's easier to text me. You guys have a wonderful Sunday. Take care now. Bye. Please like my show, Angel Coaches. Please and make a comment. I would appreciate that more than you know, because I always forget to say that. But follow our show, too. And if you have anything, call me, text me, and I'll help you in any way possible. Take care now. Bye, everybody. Follow my show. Okay. Oh, how do you usually close the show? Okay. Make sure you eat your vegetables. Bye, everybody.